In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, many years ago, when I was a young pastor, just out of seminary, still wet behind the ears, one of the Sunday school teachers came to tell me about two little girls, 8 or 9 years old, in her Sunday school class. She said they had come to her to tell her that they wanted to be baptized. Of course, that teacher had taught Sunday school for 30-some years, as many teachers did in those days. And that teacher was thrilled by the request of those two little girls, and she urged them to go home and talk to their parents about being baptized. The next Sunday, the girls came back to Sunday school, and they told the teacher that their parents had told them they should wait until they grew in years and could understand baptism. Well, that saddened the teacher and the girls. It was probably 6 weeks later. In Sunday school, the teacher asked the class, "How many of you have been baptized?" Well, all of the class raised their hands except those two girls. The two of them then said to the teacher, "We have a surprise to tell you." And so the hands went down, and the two girls said, "Last week, we went to a friend's pond, and we baptized each other." Well, God bless them. Remembering that story from years ago made me think of one of those 1970s episode of All in the Family that ran for several years every Tuesday night. In this one episode, Archie Bunker believes that his newborn grandson should be baptized. And he told his daughter and her husband, Meathead, how he felt. And they told Archie they didn't believe in that. They were both products of the 60s and the 70s. So Archie takes his grandson secretly to the church and talks to the pastor about getting his grandson done. The pastor tried to explain to Archie that the baby's parents needed to make a commitment to God for their child in order to be baptized. Well, that episode of All in the Family ended with Archie Bunker standing in the dimly lit church there in the neighborhood, holding his grandson in his arms with no one else in the church. And he reaches his hand down into the water of the baptismal font, and he drips the water over his grandson's head as he says, "Stephen, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We don't really condone things like that in the Lutheran Church, but that moment truly affirmed Archie Bunker's belief that there is something powerful that happens to a person when they are baptized. The Gospel of Mark, in that reading this morning, says that the moment when young Jesus, 30 years old perhaps, was baptized by his cousin John in the River Jordan, he heard a voice from the heavens say to him, "Thou art my beloved, you, Jesus, are my beloved son, my child. To be named a child by our Heavenly Father is to be cared for and loved by God forever. His name was John. John had been baptized 3 years before I was called to be the pastor at that church in Pennsylvania. John had been born into a loving family. His parents took their baptismal commitment very seriously. 15 years after I had met little John, John went off to college, to a good school up in Boston. And John's life went bad. Oh, it wasn't John's grades. It wasn't the things that reach out to 18-year-olds who are living alone on their own for the first time in their life. No, John had met the devil. But John's father loved him. And John's heavenly father had made a promise to John on the day that John was baptized, that he would be with John always and forever. And after several months, John heard the voice of his heavenly father saying, "John, I love you." And the voice of his own father saying, "John, I love you so much." John was living in a dark, deep world. But the love and grace of John's father and John's heavenly father pulled John from the grips of the evil things that he had encountered. The promises of God that had been made early in John's life helped John to turn his life around. John is now in his 60s. He's writing majestic symphonies, and renowned orchestras around the world are playing them. John is directing some of those symphonies in Japan and throughout China. In the dark, dark days of John's young life, John was lost. But God never let go of John. You may know difficult days in your own life, perhaps this past year, as it was for so many of us, was a difficult, tough, maybe even dark year for you. Maybe you struggle with some things that you wish you didn't have to deal with. Well, on this day, when we remember the baptism of Jesus, I'm here to tell you that you are God's beloved. The grace and the power of Almighty God are yours to accept. You can do all things with Jesus Christ in your life. The God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same God who promised you on the day you were baptized that he would never leave you. Remember that. Remember that the darkest moments of Jesus' life were those hours when he hung on the cross on Calvary. But those dark moments, remember that those dark, dark moments for Jesus were followed 3 days later by the most glorious moments as Jesus is raised into the loving arms of God forever. Martha Halls is a pastor in suburban Chicago. 3 years ago it was when 10-year-old Cameron, a member of her congregation, walked into her office and said, "Pastor, I need to talk with you." He had a request, he said. "Pastor Halls," he said, "I'd like to be baptized." He told her that his Sunday school teacher was talking about baptism the last couple of Sundays, and he wanted to be baptized like Jesus had been baptized. So she asked Cameron, "Do you want to be baptized because all the other kids in your class are baptized?" And Cameron wrinkled his little nose up under the brim of his Cincinnati Reds baseball cap, and he said, "No, I don't want to be baptized because it means, I want to be baptized because it will mean that I belong to God." And the pastor said, "Well, I'll come over to your house and we'll talk with your family about that." And Cameron then asked her, "But do I have to be baptized, Pastor, in front of all those people gawking at me in church? Can't I just have a friend baptize me somewhere?" And the teacher said, "Cameron, where did you come up with that idea?" And he told her that Jesus was baptized by his friend John. The pastor was caught really off guard. And she said, "Well, Cameron, you have a point. But if a friend baptized you somewhere, how would the people in church know that you were baptized now?" And young Cameron looked at his pastor, and he said to her, "They'll recognize that I'm baptized by the different way I start to live my life." Pretty profound for a third grader. Baptism does require us to show the best sides of ourselves. And that brings me to the most important moment in this sermon. How do we do that? How do we show our best sides? We do that by stopping some of the old things that we've done across the years. We do that by stopping some of the talk that is so hateful and divisive in our nation right now. It must stop. The condemning of those people and other people, people who are different from us, has to stop. We're all Americans. Our founding fathers wrote, "All of us are created equal in the image and likeness of God. E pluribus unum means out of many, one." Please, my baptized friends, we're all children of God. We all need to pray for our land these nights. Ask God in your prayers tonight what you can do personally to stop the hateful talk and the words of the devil that try to divide us. Use the days this week to speak to others and about others with love in your heart. Like Cameron, let us be children of God that are recognized that we are God's people by the way we live our lives. It was Bishop Gole who said from this pulpit, this past Wednesday evening, right here in Epiphany Church, what I want to say to you now. He said, the dawn has come. There is work to do. Heavy work that needs to be done by us to make the days ahead better. May we speak up for unity in our nation to the glory of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.